This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for August 9th. I'm Paul Plack. Britain's Paul Bonhomme won the 2010 Red Bull Air Race World Championship by taking second place behind Austria's Hannes Arc in the final race of the season at the Euro Speedway Lausitz in Germany on Sunday. The series will take next year off. 68-year-old racing pioneer and aviation aficionado Jack Roush is at the Mayo Clinic, where he received a famous visitor who says he's healing well after his landing accident at Air Venture. The commemorative Air Force finally got Fifi back in the air on Thursday. The world's only remaining airworthy B-29 Superfortress was back up for touch-and-goes on Saturday at Midland, Texas. Autogyro researcher Dr. Bruce Chernoff promised attendees at PRA 2010 that he will finish his formal history of the Popular Rotorcraft Association in time for the group's 50th annual convention in 2012. Rolls-Royce says it plans to help young pilots achieve their dreams by pledging financial support for the 2010 EAA Young Eagles Scholarship Program. Boeing has scored a deal with Inmarsat to build 3 Ka-band satellites to add to the customer's current fleet. NASA says it wants to purchase data resulting from industry efforts to test and verify vehicle capabilities through demonstrations of small robotic landers, and there's $30 million in that kitty. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board wants European regulators to look more closely at the susceptibility of the Airbus A300 series to rudder damage in cases requiring large deflections at high airspeeds. And given the alarming disappearance of GA airports in recent years, it's nice to be able to report that Bluegrass Airport in Lexington, Kentucky, opened a new 4,000-foot GA runway last week. It's oriented 927. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, a look back on the Popular Rotorcraft Association's 48th annual convention with VP Tim O'Connor. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.